This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The city of Minneapolis in the Midwestern U.S. state of Minnesota has been hit by a third consecutive night of violence. Cheering protesters set fire to a police station, forcing it to be abandoned. The focal point of the trouble, this week's death of George Floyd, a handcuffed black man who begged for air as a white police officer knelt on his neck while three other officers looked on. There have been angry crowds of demonstrators in the neighboring city of St. Paul and other cities across the country, stretching from New York to Kentucky to Los Angeles. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called out the State National Guard to help local law enforcement, though it was unclear when that deployment would happen. U.S. President Donald Trump has condemned what he calls the total lack of leadership in Minneapolis. The protests first erupted Tuesday, a day after Floyd's death in a confrontation with police captured on video and widely seen on social media, and which has stoked the unrest. The National Guard says its key objective is to make sure the fire department can safely respond to calls. Dozens of businesses across the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul boarded up their windows and doors in an effort to prevent looting, which has been widespread. Mayor Jacob Frey has appealed for calm while condemning what he saw in the video, saying the officer responsible for George Floyd's death should be in jail. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office say they're conducting what they term a robust investigation. All four police officers involved in the fatal incident have been fired, though there have been no criminal charges filed so far. Fires in Minneapolis are still burning at this hour. The latest numbers on the coronavirus pandemic: 5.8 million cases worldwide, with a death toll approaching 361,000. The figures are compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Global hotspots include India, Pakistan, and Brazil. To stay up to date on all the news, we invite you online to voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.